Let's start, well, let's start right at the top. Is 1075, well, you better, why don't you, I guess I'm on that, that bill, Senator Brown. Why don't you take that one, if you would, and chair that one, and I'll just turn it over to.
Let me get organized here, Mr. Chairman. Okay, House Bill 1075 is an act to provide for a bank investment limitations. Proponents to House Bill 1075.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Tom Adam. I'm here on behalf of the South Dakota Bankers Association to support this bill. As a matter of institutional recollection, this bill was favorably considered by the House. I believe it was passed on the consent calendar. No one has appeared to oppose the bill thus far. In 1973, the Federal Congress passed legislation which related to Community Reinvestment Act obligations of financial institutions. When it was first passed, it was a one-size-fits-all type of application. Since that time, the Congress has recognized there's a difference between a bank the size of Citibank and a bank the size of the Dakota State Bank in One South Dakota, and it has eased off on some of its regulations with reference to CRA activity in the financial community. They have defined large banks as banks of $250 million in assets and above, and a part of those large banks' obligations are to purchase certain investments that will be used to invest in inner city and in appropriate investments that would help in those social situations. The Federal Bank Act has specific authorization for national banks to make these kinds of investments. The South Dakota Banking Code, which regulates state chartered banks, did not have specific authorization for these kind of investments. The sponsors of this bill, with our assistance, crafted House Bill 1075 as engrossed to parrot the federal statute. So basically, what House Bill 1075 would do, it would permit a state chartered bank to make investments by purchasing interest in entities primarily engaged in making those investments. It's important that we have this opportunity. Our larger banks need to make these investments to stay in compliance. The director of the Division of Banking has again reviewed this bill and has asked that we offer a technical amendment. It's a friendly amendment, and I would at this time, Mr. Chair, with your permission, pass this out. Can be referred to as the yellow amendment. I pushed the wrong button on the copy machine. In the South Dakota Banking Code, we talk a lot about capital, surplus, and undivided profits. What this amendment does on line 12 on page 1 of the engrossed bill and on line 2 of page 2 of the engrossed bill, it simply makes reference to capital, surplus, and undivided profits. That's the way it otherwise is referred to in the state banking code. The language on the printed bill was copied from the federal statute. They mean one and the same thing. Director Duncan simply wanted our language to be consistent with other provisions in the state banking code. And with that, I'll stand by for questions.
Could we have a committee member move the amendment? Amendment has been moved and seconded. Any questions from the committee on the amendment or the bill 1075? If not, other proponents? Other proponents to 1075? Seeing.
Dean Krogman, I represent the Independent Community Bankers, and we're in favor of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Krogman. Other proponents to 1075? Seeing none, are there opponents to 1075? Opponents? Seeing none, we will. No, he's. I'm not accepting him as either side here or a commentator. Representative Broderick, were you wanting to make any comments on this?
On 1075?
Yeah, we are into opponents, but we'll back up. You don't, we don't need it. Well, we are into committee discussion and action on 1075. Oh, amendment, excuse me. All in favor of the amendment for 1075, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amendment passed. Senator Valesky.
Move pass Bill 1075 as amended.
Second. Motion has been made by Senator Valesky and seconded by Senator Bogue. Do pass as amended for 1075. Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor of the bill say aye. Those opposed, nay.
McCracken?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
1075
will go to the floor. Do pass.
Okay, let's move.
We have a consent. A motion for consent seconded. All in favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Go on consent. Thank you.